Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew, one of the editors with the Canadian Journal of Emergency Nursing, and I am super lucky, we are lucky to have Kara here to talk to us about an excellent master's capstone project that she's published in the Canadian Journal of Emergency Nursing. Kara, can you start off by telling us who you are and where you did your training and where you work?
Hi, I'm Kara. I did my undergraduate nursing at University of Calgary. Since then, I worked 2 years gen surgery and trauma surgery, and then I worked 12 years in the emergency room, and now I'm working with Connect Care.
That's awesome. Can you tell us, where did your article come from? It looks like you're studying from an improvement, an applied perspective, improving transitions in care. How did your project start?
My project started, I think even just before I started my master's, I was involved in various committees without the emergency room, just working on quality improvement and quite interested in trying to work with the flow within the emergency department and why are we always dealing with such backlogs and how can we improve things. So that's kind of where it all started. I was quite interested in the concept of crowding in the emergency room and how it not only affects patients, but staff as well. So that's kind of where it all started.
Did you come into your master's degree with this already in mind as a topic to study or pursue, or did it come about later?
I had the broad idea of wanting to do something around crowding. This is how it evolved over my master's. Well, it didn't exactly turn out, I think, how I wanted it to, but I think in the end, still got what I wanted, something out of it at least.
I think this is a very common sentiment for graduate studies. I think many of us end up having to adjust our expectations or having to pivot based on, you know, project constraints and what's actually possible. Can you explain to us, for our listeners or viewers, what did you do? What is your article about?
So my project looked at the concept of crowding and how it affects, I guess main concept was the outflow of patients from the emergency room. So in order to do that, we studied or followed a group of patients who were admitted for surgery, specifically appendectomies and cholecystectomies, and kind of their process of how they moved out of the emergency room, had their surgery, and then also I followed them up on the unit and then again at home, just to kind of get a broader understanding of the impact of care throughout the whole system.
I can see from your work that you definitely have a background in quality improvement work. It's very high quality. I think that our readers can learn about the improvement methods that you use and also the evaluation methods. They're very good. What did you learn in your over the course of your project?
I was actually quite surprised patients' perceptions of their care. I don't know, I think maybe working in the emergency room too long, I had a little bit of negative feelings towards patients' perceptions. I think, you know, we get yelled at constantly and people are always frustrated, and I was always, you know, felt that patients didn't appreciate their care but I don't know, looking at the survey results, like, people were very appreciative and they thought everyone did a really good job. So that was really, it was humbling. It was good to see that. I was quite actually impressed with the output too for those surgical patients. They were a lot faster than I thought they would have been. So that was kind of interesting how you get a perception of, oh, it takes this unit or whatever that long to take their patients. And we have these negative perceptions of how the units wanted their patients. So that was eye-opening too.
There's a line that you wrote that I really liked, and that's your conclusion statement that we believe that by understanding process successes and failures between the ED and patient care units, that we can make improvements to ensure efficient, effective, streamlined transitions. This is something that I don't know that we often do as emergency nurses. We don't think about, conceptualize, or even sometimes even concern ourselves with the transitions as soon as they're outside of our doors, we kind of forget, right? Or we don't concern ourselves with them. Can you elaborate on what makes a streamlined transition, and how can transitions be improved?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think working in the emergency room, we have a very one-minded concept, right? It's seeing the patient at that point in time and sending them out the door to deal with the next patient. I actually, when I started working in the emergency room, that was one of the things that I had the hardest time with, just working on the units. You saw the patients, they were there for their extended amount of time. You got to know them. You kind of got to see them get better, and you saw them leave. Whereas in the emergency department, when I first started there, I hated that, not knowing how they did after they left. And I just kind of got used to it over time. So this project kind of brought that back for me, just realizing that, okay, sure, we might see them in the hospital for their cholecystectomy for that short period of time, but what does that mean in their overall care in the end? How are they going to transition to the unit? What kind of post-op care are they going to get? How are they going to feel once they get home? Are they going to have the resources they need? And just try to look at the whole aspect of their care in a more holistic and even system-wide approach. Like, it's not just our care in the emergency room. It's making sure that we're setting them up for all those other things outside.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's really, really bright answer. I think it took me many, because I'm less bright probably, it took me many years to acknowledge the system perspective, what's happening prior to arrival to us, what's happening to patients after, and then how my role in the ED can improve care later on, say by improving the transition of information or even just preparing my patient with a little bit that I do know of the routine on inpatient wards. That's a great answer, Kara. And finally, I'd love to know, what should the Canadian emergency nurses take away from your article? What kind of new knowledge or what insight can it provide them?
I don't know. I think I kind of want to just go back to the whole quality improvement thing. Like, if you see something that doesn't make sense or needs to be improved, you, even a lonely bedside nurse can get involved and make some improvements. Talk to your managers, talk to your educators. Now, there's ways that you can step up and make a difference for your patients and even your own workflow.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great. Kara, I think you published one of the best quality improvement articles that we've had in CGen. And I'm really, really grateful that you chose to share your hard work, your capstone project with us. So thank you very much for publishing with us and for speaking with me today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me and for publishing my work.
My pleasure. All right. Bye-bye.